After more than two decades playing Bob Charles on Fair City, Brian Murray's time in Carrickstown is coming to an end. Brian was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 2019. He went public with his story 3 years ago to raise awareness of the disease and to help others. But as his partner in love and work, Una Crawford O'Brien, told Ray Darcy earlier in the week, Brian is no longer able to work and needs round-the-clock care. His last appearance on the show will be over Easter. Bridget DeCourcy is with us. She's Fair City executive producer. It's a very sad day for Brian and his family and for the programme.
It is. We're all really very sad about this. He's been an absolutely wonderful part of the team for the last 20 years. Integral part of story, absolute consummate professional. The very sort of person who, you know, when you have a young actor who's coming in, you say to them, go down there now and watch Brian and what he does and how he actually occupies the space and how he occupies the screen. He would always be somebody who would be moving before action, do you know? So he just embodies actor. You know, if you sliced him in half, you would find like a stick of rock. You would find actor written across his core, because that's purely what he is.
Una talked at length about the challenges of looking after Brian and how much help she has needed and will need. And you've been a central part of that over the last few years.
Well, what we did for him, which was, it was a wonderful opportunity for all of us, and it was really great for the crew to see this and for the cast to see this, that somebody can continue working even when they have something challenging going on for them, is initially what we did was we put all his scripts onto a clipboard so he could stand and he could read his, he'd yes. look very efficient and all of those things, and he'd have his scripts there written for him. And we ended up with a situation where we had a Bluetooth ear loop and we had a dialogue guide who would actually listen to him in rehearsal and pick up his intonations and his rhythms and then repeat it back to him on the floor, and he would then say the line. But his courage in being able to go on and do that when not quite knowing what he was going to say and not quite knowing what he was going to do was just quite exemplary. It was quite extraordinary.
Filmed his last scenes a few weeks ago, and we'll see them on, it's the week of April the 24th.
I think
right?
It's the 24th of April, yes. Yes, he's in for a big memorial celebration for somebody.
Bridgie, thank you very much for coming in. Just let's play out with a clip of Brian as Bob.
If you don't want to fire her, Bob, I would be more than happy to.
Happy?
Oh, figure of speech. And part of the job is letting people go, right?
Absolutely, and I have no qualms about doing that when the need arises.
And I think it has, don't you?
Yes, I happen to agree with you.
Good.
You're fired.
Excuse me?
You are, what's the phrase? Surplus to requirements.
You can't do that.
I just did, and you know what? I didn't find it difficult at all.